This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what he taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen يا رب العالمين. My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who listen and apply. So tonight in our Just a Reminder episode, we will be discussing some du'as from the Qur'an to our children. Du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make for our children. So there cannot be any better source than the Quran. There cannot be any better source than Allah Azza wa Jal telling us how to ask Him to bless, protect, and guide our children. My brothers and sisters, every one of us, every parent loves to have righteous children. A righteous child is the joy of life. And a wicked, disrespectful, disobedient child will make the life of the parents miserable, even if they were extremely, extremely wealthy. May Allah protect us all. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. That's why uquq, disobedience of the parents, disrespect to the parents, that's why uquq is one of the major sins in Islam. As a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that from the seven most destructive sins, one of them is uquq al-walidain, the disobedience to the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some examples in the Quran about parents that made dua for their children. And subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us as parents an amazing bushra, an amazing glad tiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, three du'as are answered and there's no doubt about them. وَلَا شَكَّ فِيهِنْ. Three du'as, yani three people making du'a, their du'a is mustajab, answered, and there's no doubt about that. Yani, the word answered by itself, it would have been sufficient. But Rasulullah ﷺ added to it, and there's no doubt about them, to give more confirmation. Who are these three people that their du'a is mustajab? Du'a al-walid li-waladih, the du'a of the parent to his child, or to her child. And the dua of the musafir, of the traveler, and the dua of the one who has been wronged, al-mazloom. Those three people, their dua is answered. So my brothers and sisters, the parents, please, in your sujood, make dua for your children. Make dua that Allah will make them righteous. Make dua that Allah will bless them with righteous spouses. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surround them with righteous friends. Make dua that Allah will protect them from any harm. Make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them successful in the dunya and in the akhirah. Use the gift that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you. Make a lot of dua for your children. Now listen to these five du'as we will be quoting today from the Qur'an. Du'as from the Qur'an to the children and to the offsprings, to the dhurriya, to the descendants. Allahu Akbar. First, we start with our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 40 is the first dua. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salat wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Ya Allah, make me one who establish salat and from my offsprings. Ya Allah, accept my dua. Subhanallah. Your son, your daughter are not praying regularly. We get this question a lot. My son is 16, my son is 18, my son is 21, my daughter is 23, and they are not praying. This is one of the greatest du'as to make for the children, insha'Allah, to start praying. Rabbi ja'alni. So you start with yourself, and then you make du'a for your children and for your offsprings to start praying. Second du'a, I don't want people to think that only fathers, their du'a is mustajab, also mothers. Allah mentioned a mother in the Qur'an making du'a for her daughter, and that is the wife of Imran, the mother of Maryam alayha salam, when she said, وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When she delivered the baby and she named her Maryam, she said this dua, Ya Allah, I have commended her and her descendants to your protection from the shaitan, the outcast. Can I make this dua for my children? Absolutely. Ya Allah, protect my children from the shayateen of the humans and the shayateen of the jinn. I can use the same dua, and I change the name Maryam. I change the u'idhuha. The ha is for a female. I can use it for my children, u'idhuhum, or I can use it for my son, u'idhuhu. Min ash-shaytan rajim. Hada du'a'un hasan. This is a great, a beautiful dua to make to our children. Third dua is the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, when he walked in and he saw that Maryam has fruits and always have rizq. And when he asked her, she said, this is from Allah, the one who gives rizq to whomsoever he wishes. So hunalika da'a Zakariya rabbah. Zakariya alayhi salam made this beautiful dua. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. Ya Allah, bestow upon me good offsprings from your presence. Ya Allah, you are the one who hears the du'a. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. This is my brother, my sister, you are having problem having kids. Make this du'a. Make this du'a a lot. In your sujood, in the last part of the night, before you make taslim, make a lot of dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you with the dhurriya. And when you are making it, make sure you have yaqeen, you have certainty that Allah Azza wa Jal will answer your dua. Then there are two general duas. These duas are not made by any prophet or any one specific, they are open du'as. One in Surah Al-Furqan, and by the way, the previous two du'as we said is Ali Imran 36, Ali Imran 38, and now this first general du'a is in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 74, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that the righteous people, Ibad al-Rahman, the dua that these ibad make is رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, grant us delight in our spouses, the coolness, make the, our children the coolness of our eyes, and make us a good example for the righteous. Subhanallah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, from our spouses. The wife can make it for Allah to bless her with a righteous husband. The husband can make it for Allah to bless him with righteous wife. And وَمِن ذُرِّيَّاتِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and all our offsprings, not only my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and so on. A beautiful dua in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 74. We could say it at any time. And the last dua, subhanAllah, one of my favorite dua. I gave so many khutbas about this dua. Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 15. This dua, I love it. Why? Because it deals with the present, the past, and the future. It deals with me, my offsprings, and my parents. Listen to this dua, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni minal muslimin. Please, my brothers and sisters, few words. Can you please do your best to memorize this dua? Look, listen to the meaning of this dua. Ya Allah, Rabbi awzi'ni. Ya Allah, enable me, help me. Thank you for all the blessings that you have blessed me with and you have blessed my parents with. Wa an a'mala salihan. Ya Allah, help me do righteous deeds. Not any righteous deeds, Ya Allah. The righteous deeds that are pleasing to you. And here's why we have this dua in this episode. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make not my children, not only my children, not only my grandchildren, not my great-grandchildren, all my descendants, make them all, Ya Allah, righteous. Ya Allah, how beautiful. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي, أَصْلِحْ لِي, from salah, from righteousness. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, all my offsprings. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Ya Allah, I repent to you. I am a sinner, Ya Allah. I repent to you from all my sins. And Ya Allah, I confirm that I am a proud Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Everything is covered in this dua. 46:15. Memorize this dua and repeat it all the time. Finally, my brothers and sisters, two quick points. Number one. Every once in a while, make your child hear you making dua for them. I repeat, every once in a while, let your daughter, let your son hear you making dua for them. And when you are saying, Ya Allah, be pleased with my son, let him hear you. Let him hear you that you are making dua for him. He will be very, very happy. Wallahi, one of my most joyous moments is when I'm talking to my mother on the phone and before I hang up, she said, Allah yirda alayk, may Allah be pleased with you. Wallahi, as if you've given me the whole world. For my mother to be pleased with me and my father to be pleased with me, this is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the pleasure of Allah is from the pleasure of the parents. When you are making dua, Ya Allah, bless my child. Ya Allah, bless my daughter. Ya Allah, protect her. Let them hear it every once in a while. Because they will learn that that would create and strengthen the love between you and your children. And also, you are teaching them to make dua for their children in the future. Second, very important, my brothers and sisters, do not ever make a dua against your child. You never know. You could hit a moment where the dua is mustajab and that dua will be answered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, do not invoke curses on yourself or on your children or on your possessions, lest you should happen to do it at a moment when the supplications are accepted and your prayer might be granted. Ya Allah. So sometimes in a moment of anger, the mother might say, Ya, may Allah take you and not bring you back. May Allah be mad at you. May Allah, you know, be careful, my sister, be careful, my brother. Do not make dua against your children and constantly make dua for them, because your dua for them is mustajab. May Allah protect all our children. May Allah make all our children the coolness of our eyes. May Allah bless them with righteous spouses. May Allah bless them with righteous friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their last deeds their best deeds. And may Allah make their last words, La ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.